Cracker rose from the table, politely stifling a yawn.
As you wish, then. Do you need any help from us, Skipper?
The otter stroked his rudder-like tail reflectively.
If this storm's blowed itself out by dawn, we'll start the search for any beached Roman mussflower then. Aye, ma'am. We could do with some abbey beasts to lend a paw. I never refuse a willing offer. If they want to volunteer, I won't refuse them.
Sir, I'd like to volunteer.
Friar Bob shook his head.
Your job is here with me in the kitchens, Broggle, not scouring the woodlands.
The blind badger mum reached out and ruffled Broggle's ears.
We can't refuse a willing heart, Friar. Let him go.
Skipper chuckled, pressing his big hardwood javelin into the young squirrel's chubby paw.
That's the spirit, matey. You and me between us. We'll be a right pair of terrors.
Broggle nearly overbalanced, trying to lift the big javelin.
Any vermin better watch out for us, sir.
Cregor began to feel her way to the door, smiling broadly.
Aye, Broggle. Woe to the villain who runs into you. But take good care of Skipper. He's not a Red Wall warrior like you.
Thunder exploded over Great Hall, just as a vivid lightning flash illuminated the place in sudden white light. Cregor ran a paw along the walls, each stone familiar, as she made her way toward the dormitory stairs. Over the din of the rain battering against the high windows, the badger's keen ears detected another noise. It was the sound of some beast weeping aloud, over by the far wall, where the great red wall tapestry hung. Silently, the blind badger mum moved in that direction, holding out her paw until it came into contact with the tear-wet face of a young otter maid. Drawing her close, Cregor held her comfortingly.
Mira, my pretty, I thought you were upstairs with your mother. What are you doing down here all alone?
Mira allowed the badger mum to stem the tears with her apron.
Mama knew there'd be no news of Dad and little Dana. She cried herself to sleep, and I did too. But the thunder woke me, so I came down here to ask Martin the warrior if he knew what had happened to my dad and the baby.
Cregor touched the tapestry, feeling the beautiful embroidery that countless paws had worked upon. Martin the warrior mouse, hero of Redwall. There had never been one braver than he. Martin was depicted, standing in his armour, holding the great sword, whilst terror-stricken vermin fled from him in all directions. The warrior had a strong but kindly face, and wherever any beast stood in Great Hall, he seemed to be looking at them, eternally watching over his beloved abbey. Cregor placed a paw on Mira's head.
My poor little one. Did he tell you anything?
Mira wiped a paw across her eyes.
Not really. I just stood here waiting for an answer, but none came. Then I began to feel happy and sad just looking at him. I decided to cry all of my tears out for the last time. I felt determined not to spend my life weeping, but to comfort and help my mama as best I could. I think Martin was trying to tell me to be strong. Does that sound silly, Mom?